Welcome to another exciting edition of Marketing Pulpit International, New York edition with yours truly, Dennis D. Shipman on the mic. It's Sunday, June 4th, 79 degrees here in Brooklyn, New York, and we're coming to you pre-recorded because I can no longer do the show on Monday at 10:30, except on holidays. We did it last weekend because it was an extended Memorial Day holiday. So I quite enjoyed that. It was, I didn't realize how much I'd missed it, but I've been doing radio for a couple of years now. I've been doing radio for about 20 years, so it's always fun to get back on the mic when it's live, and your callers can call you up and give you an interactive perspective on the show and things going on in the world. At any rate, we've been, watching the terrorist attack in London. It's awful, really. It was someone on one of the radio shows or the television shows this morning that was suggesting, I believe it was former Secretary of State John Kerry, that when you have people whom are determined to kill themselves, there's little you can do except to try to protect yourself. In other words, that if they're determined to get shot by a barrage of bullets by the police, that's what they're going to do. You don't need to be anywhere in that situation. And obviously, the persons that were attacked in London, some run over by a van, and the others that were stabbed, they didn't have it coming. They didn't know it was coming. And unless they're trained soldiers or law enforcement or martial artists or something of that sort, they wouldn't have known how to defend themselves adequately against such an attack. From what I heard, though, that he had gone into a tavern or a pub, some of the attackers, and some of the patrons did fight back. They were throwing bottles and all sorts of things. It is England, so guns aren't as prevalent as they are here in the United States, which probably mitigated the severity of the attack. And there's a lesson to be learned in that that's extraordinarily instructive. And I'm not by any means suggesting that, we should wholesale restrict gun rights in the United States. I'm just suggesting that some type of guns aren't necessary, and perhaps if we weren't so free in giving access to these type of weapons, that would go a long way in containing some of the violence that we've seen evident here, right here in the United States. So at any rate, they're picking up the pieces, and we wish them the best. Godspeed, because they've been assailed by three major terrorist attacks in as many months. In the last 3 months, London has seen, overwhelming or an inordinate share of this type of violence. And it comes against these Western democracies because they are open and free for the most part. And I'm not saying they don't have problems. That has nothing to do with some of the problems that these countries have internally with Muslims and dissidents and immigrants overall, how they assimilate or not. But it's easy for the most part to travel and that sort of thing. You don't have the same restrictions that you see evident in a lot of Middle East countries, because they have strict Sharia law, which prohibits a lot of the conduct and behavior that we take for granted here in the United States, generally, and in Europe particularly. So at any rate, I just wanted to talk about that, a couple of minutes, because it was definitely on my mind. And I haven't seen a rash of terrorism like this since the 70s. You know what? And then at that point, the Irish Republican Army was fighting Britain for independence. So it was a mess over there at that point, and they had Royal Ulster Constabulary constantly fighting with the IRA. So it was pretty bad at that point. And then you had, a lot of, Middle East terrorist types that were plying their trade also in Europe for whatever purpose. And I know a lot of it had to do with the Palestinian cause, occupied Palestine, and sort of trying to bring attention to that issue over there, which, unfortunately, fast forward 40 years later, hasn't gotten much better. We in the world, especially in these Western democracies, have to sort of take some degree of responsibility, not for the terrorism, I'm not suggesting that, but for the inevitable consequence of ignoring oppression in other countries. I'm not by any mean stretching the imagination suggesting that taking of someone's life who had nothing to do with it, doesn't wear the country's colors, in other words, they aren't soldiers, is impermissible, it's anathema, it goes against all civil creeds that we know and take for granted. But it's how people express dissent, and it's unfortunate. And I think that if we as a people start taking dissent seriously, not paying lip service to it, not glossing it over, and Israeli Palestine or Palestinian issue is a case in point. Everybody and their mother wants to jump on the Israel's side on this all the time, and sort of suggest that the Palestinians are willful participants in their own oppression. And it's dishonest, it's disingenuous, and anybody that knows anything about the history there knows that what is going on there is demonstrably unfair to the Palestinian people. Yet it persists, and no one has been able to break the log jam. Something was done in the 70s, I believe, on the Carter administration. Clinton has some modicum of success, but beyond that, we haven't had a great deal of success, because basically the Israelis are dug in. They're not going anywhere. They've made a strategic determination that, the United States needs them, because they're in a part of the world surrounded by basically Arab states that are hostile to its existence. But it is strategic for the United States to have an ally in that region, and Israel is our ally, for a lot of reasons that are beyond the scope of this show. So at any rate, I was just suggesting that a lot of this terrorism is driven by frustration, and some of it is just driven by wickedness and malice, and or all of the above. So a combination of all of the above, because like John Kerry said, former Secretary of State, this morning on Meet the Press with Chuck Todd, if a person is determined to go out and face a barrage of bullets, there's little, if anything, that you could do about that, except try to contain the harm that they do to others in their zeal to meet their maker. Let's take a break, and We'll come back on the other side and finish talking about a couple of things that are on my mind. And we're back right here at Marketing Pulpit International, New York edition with yours truly, Dennis Shipman. 79 degrees here in Brooklyn, New York, and we're coming back with more of the very best. News and information for you. We were talking on the other side of the break about the fact that a lot of the terrorism that we see evident in the country, not necessarily here in the United States, but in the world, is driven by a lot of factors, that go far beyond the simplistic explanation that we often hear. The end result is that, it shouldn't happen, these people shouldn't be doing it, and blah, 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 and that's true, you know. Obviously, we don't want to see innocent lives taken, lost, people hurt, maimed. But the bottom line is that people are going to express discontent, and they're not going to suffer oppression silently. So that's where we are with respect to the London attacks generally. And we can only hope that those people... Or England, responds to whatever causes. So certainly, there's some cause and effect, and they will find out in a manner that sort of alleviates the tension that has escalated to the degree where, you know, somebody decides to get into a van, a lorry, as they call it in Europe, and run over people. It's outrageous. But they did the same thing in France not too long ago as well. So, you know, because of the gun restrictions in these countries, you know, they've turned weapons, common vehicles, lorries, trucks, as we know them, into weapons of mass destruction, I might add. So, you know, again, my prayers are with them. So, we've been doing a lot here at East New York Management, and you can find out more about what we do by going to www.eastnewyorkmanagement.net or www.eastnewyorkmanagement.com. And for some reason, the webmaster did not redirect that URL to eastnewyorkmanagement.net. And... so we're going to have to ask the question and find out what's going on. But we noticed that on Bounce TV, one of my favorite outlets, by the way. If you go on our website, our homepage, landing page there, it's at the bottom. We have a list of media outlets specifically targeting black programming. Bounce has started to create original programming. It's fantastic, and I've been talking about this last year extensively. And I did touch bases with a couple of people at one of the other outlets. Nothing became of it. It's quite difficult to cold call these people. They're already comfortable with some of the writers and the producers, and And certainly the actors and the directors and the casting folk that they've used. So, you know, for, you know, other people to come in that are less well-known, let's just put it like that. We aren't unknown, we're just not as well-known. We're not a Reggie Rock Blywood or someone like that of that stature. It's quite hard to get the attention of the persons that are producing this content. But it was amazing, you know, because I've always liked Bounce. My only, if I had a criticism of Bounce Television, I really don't. I love their programming, I really do, because they go back, they go into the vaults, and they must have the rights, so they must have purchased the rights to a lot of black programming. And you could go on there and, man, oh man, oh man, you never have to turn it off. I mean, if you're a movie buff like myself, and you just like good black programming or black-oriented programming. I know for a short period of time, I don't know if he's still on there. I can't think of his name now, and I don't know why. It should be right on the tip of my tongue. Ed Gordon had a show there. I don't know if he's still on there, because he tends to bounce around for whatever reason. But my only criticism of Bounce is that they're still broadcasting 480i. And, you know, I don't know why they don't go to the higher standard, even 720p, simply because it would increase. And I know it's more expensive, because anytime you're talking about increasing bandwidth in order to broadcast your programming, you know, you're talking more money. And when you're talking on a level like a Bounce TV, man, that amounts to millions of dollars or per annum. So I guess they're, you know, the principals over there are trying to make it a determination. I can't imagine that they're going to continue to broadcast in 480. It just doesn't make any sense from, you know, because we're already going to a 4K standard. They're still trying to produce content for it. But, you know, so at any rate, the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, DTV, standard definition is fine. Don't get it twisted. It comes in much better on the antenna that I have down in Maryland, at my house in Maryland, because it's uncompressed. Unlike you know, Fios here or Time Warner Cable here in Brooklyn, you know, you get a compressed signal simply because they want to conserve bandwidth. But down in Maryland, at my house, I have an antenna, you know, a mast and a pole, and it's over the roof line, and we have the antenna, you know, a huge WineGuard 8200 pointed north. And the other day, I was just scanning a channel, or scanning the channel. I frequently do it, you know, and I kid you not, I got Philadelphia. And the house is in the Washington D.C. suburbs, so you're talking over 100 miles. So it's incredible the range of this thing. So so Bounce comes in much better, because at one point, you know, and I know Gordon had a show, and I always like Ed Gordon. He was on a couple other stations, BET, namely. That's where I remember him from. Our first seen him. He hosted a talk show there for years, until they parted ways, and then he bounced around to a couple other media outlets, eventually landing at Bounce TV. And you know, again, I don't watch it during the week, simply because I'm busy, you know, attending other affairs. But I'm going to look it up. Just go to TV Guide and see if he's on there. But if they went to that next standard, I probably wouldn't watch anything else. But at any rate, the larger point that I'm trying to make is that, you know, we're always looking to expand capacity, and certainly our bottom line, and you know, through strategic and tactical collaborations, and certainly that's something that we here at East New York Management want to do. We certainly want to partner with some of the writers over there, and you know, to produce some original content, man, because they have some stuff that's going on there. They have some content that I really absolutely love. It's, you know, it's typical a sitcom, you know, so it's not like, you know, it's you know, it's, how would I put it? I don't want to say lowbrow. It's not, you know, it is what it is, but it's wholesome. It's not, you know, it's not like an Empire, and I happen to like Empire, but it's, you know, it's really wholesome. You know, they have some lessons to be learned and that sort of thing, and it's funny, and they have some you know, they're giving work to a lot of actors that I haven't seen in years. I mean, these guys, you know, they have to be in their 60s and in some cases 70s because they have been around for a minute, but I haven't seen them, so I don't know what they've been doing. But at any rate, you know, I was thrilled to see that, because I know Aspire and some of the other black outlets are going in that direction, you know, and they're going with the tried and the true. You know, we got to be honest. Like I said, they're going with the people that have a long track record, and why wouldn't they? You know, and there was a show I was just thinking about. They were trying to do a show about, now I don't know if it was necessarily Bounce, but it was another show about hip hop, and they went over budget and fired a couple of producers and directors, and they brought someone else in. I gotta find the name of the show out, because I just you know, I look at all these media, you know, industry reports and that sort of thing, and it's so much material that, you know, you can't possibly, but it just caught my attention for a brief second, because when they said hip-hop, and I grew up, you know, in the hip-hop era, literally and figuratively speaking, you know, as you know, when it first emerged on the scene, and now it's a mature art form, you know, and I still say the heyday is the 90s, and that's a fact. You know, there's no one producing tracks like what came out in the 90s. I don't even want to start to go there in terms of naming some of the seminal tracks that came out. You know, really, really seminal stuff. A lot of these guys are still around, fortunately, and you know, they're doing other things. And I know one of the lady rappers, she is gorgeous. I can't believe it, but she was on the scene back then. Why can't I think of her name? She's out on the West Coast now, but she said she had gotten involved, and it was news to me, you know, for a lot of reasons, but I'm going to leave that there. But that she was getting ready to get married or something like that. So at any rate, what is her name? MC Light, yes. And she was on a couple of shows. I know that she was, you know, at a conference that they held in New York back in April. And she was, you know, so she was one of the rappers that, you know, in terms of the female rappers, there were, you know, her and, you know, I can't think of the other sister's name. I don't know why I have a brain fog this morning. Maybe I need to take a break, and we'll do that. And we'll come back and finish talking about some of this original programming that a lot of these black media outlets are engaging in. Really fantastic stuff. And we're back here, Mark and Bubba International, New York edition, with yours truly, Dennis D. Shipping on the mic. 79 degrees and quite sunny here in Brooklyn, New York. We were talking about, oh man, it's a great development, man. Some of the original programming that a lot of these black outlets, and I'm so encouraged by it, because it's a long time in coming. I know prior to Cosby's troubles, and there were rumors abounding in Hollywood for years about his misconduct, he was thinking about buying NBC, and then you had Robert, oh my God, again, another brain fog, that the former owner of BET, that sold it to a major conglomerate, that was thinking about doing it too. You know, not buying NBC, but, you know, doing some original programming, and that fell through for whatever reason. I'm not quite sure what happened there. But, you know, to see these you know, fledgling media outlets, you know, taking a chance on some original programming is just fantastic. And I know it's a money issue. It always is with our community. But I think, you know, I think they're on the right track, man. I just hope that we can get in on the ground floor, because they're going to blow up, man. The black market is huge, and we consume a lot of entertainment in our African-American community. We really do. And not only music, but certainly television and movies and that sort of thing. And so I think they're on the right track, and I think that if we can, you know, by we, I mean all of us, but certainly here at East New York Management, if we can get in on the ground floor, it would be fantastic. So that's something that I'm going to be personally working on. You know, I had another guy that I knew that has some contractual opportunities. He sent me... he didn't send it to me. He's, you know, basically sent it to everyone that's in his LinkedIn network. And so I got to look at a lot of that next week. So I have my work cut out for me, folks. And I have, you know, it is summertime, so I'm trying to juggle that. Growing the business and certainly, you know, looking at these other opportunities that are opening up. Thank God. I mean, you know, long time coming. Anyway, it was nice being with you for 30 minutes here, and we'll be back next week, God willing. So keep it tuned to Right Where You Got It, Marketing Pulpit International. We'll see you later.